Hello, humans. This is Dre Murray. This is the Dre Murray Podcast, where I share my thoughts, my experiences, in an effort to help you avoid some of the pitfalls, some of the potholes, some of the roadkill that I may have hit on my journey. This is in an effort to help you avoid those things and hopefully get to your destination a lot faster. So, today, real briefly, I want to speak about something that came to my attention a couple days ago, just speaking to a friend of mine and kind of following the line of how I came to know him, but then also the opportunities that came out of our relationship. So, whether that be, you know, stuff that I do with voiceover work or, you know, live performances, there's been plenty of opportunities that I've had. I think I've always realized, but I was just sitting back reflecting that a lot of these opportunities, they didn't come from something that I necessarily did on my own, like, you know, whether it be send an email or, pick up a phone and call someone and ask them about something. It didn't come from that. Usually it comes from a relationship that I've built. And then that in turn becomes an opportunity. And so a lot of stuff that I've had have come from these opportunities, come from just networking with different people. And not even networking, because it's not something that I necessarily view as, an opportunity when I'm meeting somebody. It's not something that I strategize in my mind. What happens is I like talking to people. I like meeting new people. Those things can turn into relationships. Sometimes those relationships stick. And we build a relationship where we even begin working together on some level. And throughout my career as an artist, throughout just life in general, a lot of those relationships have turned into opportunities down the line, just based on, you know, things have happened organically in that way. So it's just, you know, you're a good friend to someone and you guys have a great relationship. Something is presented to them, you may be the first person that they think of. So why am I saying this? I say this because now, especially in the age that we're in now with technology and just being able to access so many different things and so much information. And, you know, there's a lot of talk around this hustle and being a boss and just, you know, doing things on your own. And I feel like we haven't completely lost it, but a lot of people don't value relationships anymore. And not even from, you know, thinking that, oh, this could turn into something in the future, but just valuing relationships because you have something in common with somebody and you like them and you get along with them and you want to cultivate a relationship just for the sake of cultivating a relationship. And I just feel like that's led to this thought or this mindset of, yeah, I can just do this on my own. This new age that we're in has kind of bred that or birthed that. And so I wanted to speak about that because I realized that a lot of my opportunities, the majority of my opportunities have come directly from a relationship that I may have begun years ago. And it may not even be a relationship where it's somebody that I talk to every single day. It could be just, somebody that I've had an interaction with a few times, but because of that relationship and just the times that we, you know, interacted, they saw something in me or recognized a gifting or a talent in me that when the opportunity pops up, they're like, oh, this, you know, Drake could be perfect for this. And so I just want to encourage, you know, not only if you are an artist, but just as a human being, just take relationships, value relationships more. You know, you may be somebody that already does this, but, you know, I think it's healthy sometimes for us to even to take a step back and just reevaluate things. And also, I think it's fun to, like, you know, point to where certain opportunities come from and just look at how the pieces were put together. Because a lot of times it'll blow your mind, man. They're like, man, this didn't start with this piece. It actually started 10 years ago from this relationship, or, you know, when this happened. So yeah, man, just wanted to encourage you guys with that real quick. Take time to do that. You know, this weekend, even sit down and think about the biggest things that you've done, or even just things that just, they might not be the biggest thing, but they have some sort of significance, and think about where that started from. Be thankful for that. Be grateful for that. And, you know, let's value relationships more than we do, on a human, you know, just human to human, just personal relationships, but also business relationships and, you know, as artists, the people that we deal with. So, all right. Appreciate you guys for listening. Please subscribe. Like I always say, share, pass this along if it's something that helped you. Again, it's just an effort to help you guys avoid some of the challenges that I faced, that I still face. And, you know, maybe this will inspire you or prompt you to do something different. I don't know. So, all right, this is Dre Murray. Peace.